Welcome to Con Plus.
Oh, hey. Hey, what's going on? I am having an old-fashioned with Woodford Reserve.
Yeah. Fancy, fancy. And looks like I'm drinking a lovely double IPA. What is this double IPA called?
Is that the Pig Ol' Biddies?
No. The Pig Ol' Biddies is apparently out of that. But the Deuce... No. I have the Deuce Pigolo. Deuce Pigolo. And I believe everybody else on the table ordered Old Fashions. Did you order one?
Yes, I did. Old Fashioned.
All right, everybody. This is going to be our Con Plus over here at Sauce Barbecue and Spirits. Is that what this place is called?
Yeah.
Okay. And Tony, why don't you tell everybody what we're doing here today?
Well, what are we doing here today? We are actually going to be throwing axes. We're having alcohol and throwing axes. So, you know, by the end of it, I'm sure somebody's going to be injured. There's going to be some missing limbs. Brian is really, as always, Brian's delving into the menu and looking really, really hard at what he wants. He's speechless right now. He's in the middle of decisions, and we can't do that when he's, it's just too much right now.
We brought him out of his element, so he doesn't know how to respond or react, you know? So anyways. All right, well, we're going to pause for a second while we get some drinks here. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what you heard right there was Orin's practice throw of axe throwing. We just got our safety lesson. I don't think any of us paid attention. Brian, do you remember what they said?
Yes, throw it straight.
I think you want to say no Van Goghs, right?
No Van Goghs.
No Van Goghs, right? No Van Goghs. All right. All right, Tony, first throw. Okay, before you throw, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, I don't know. I don't know what my thoughts are. I'm going to hit the bullseye. That's what my thoughts are.
Okay. He's calling bullseye. I say bullshit, but I say he's going to do bullseye. Ladies and gentlemen, it hit the floor. All right. Tony, how do you feel now?
I'm getting proficient. At least I'm hitting the target now.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back with this Con Plus. We'll pause for a bit. All right, Melda's doing her first throw. Let's see how she's doing. She hit the bullseye, but did not stick. That's actually pretty good. Brian also ricocheted. I'm going to do my play-by-play. I'm going to stand, throw. Let's see how it goes. And it sticks. God, not too bad. All right, Brian's zoning in. All right, one second. Let's do this again. Orin, how you feeling, man?
Like crap.
Are you throwing like crap or feel like crap?
Feel good, throw like crap.
All right, fair enough. All right, Brian.
What's going on out here right now?
All right, Tony and I are learning how to throw.
Brian is kicking ass right now. Sorry.
Brian is kicking ass. I'm going to give him credit where credit's due. He has gotten like how many bullseyes so far? Like five?
No, I don't think it's that many.
It's 10. Oh, okay. The instructor here says 10. All right.
And our coach even said he's got skills.
Oh, he got skills? Thank you. Skills to pay bills. Don't build up his ego, man. Come on. All right. At some point, we will have to have a common competition here. Well, gentlemen, keep warming up, and then we'll have our competition, right?
Yes. Brian's going to kick my ass, so.
No.
Are you going to speak before him?
Nah, not even. It's going to be much closer than Tony's letting on.
All right. We'll be right back.
Plus, I'm going to be drinking more.
That is the truth. All right, now we're back at our table. And, of course, Tony likes to order certain things when he's out with the friends. Or in with friends.
Or in anywhere.
Anywhere, for that matter.
Anywhere.
And, Orin, do you know what Tony likes to order all the time?
I'm going to go out on take a wild guess here and say it's wings.
You know what? I think he's right. I think it is wings. So, Tony, I know you just stuffed your mouth with the flats, which I think is Brian's favorite, right?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. So please tell me, what is your opinion on the current wings situation here?
Mm. They're very good. Are they my favorite? Nah, there's a little bit too much sauce on there. But you know what? Overall, they're really tasty and they're really big. So that's always a good thing.
It's almost as if we're at a place called Sauced.
Oh, yeah. Well, he does have sauce all over his beard, so, it's all good. Looks like he had a good time tonight. All right. Anyways, We'll be back in a bit. I think we do have a Conman Axe Challenge, which we'll share the details about it in a bit.
All right. Hello, everybody. I finally got the mic away from Wayne, and I just want to quickly talk about the Conman Road Challenge. We are here doing some axe throwing, and of course, we've got to make it a competition. So we've split up the Conman, your Fearless Four, into two teams, the Bold and the Beautiful. I'll let you guys decide who's on what team, but let me just tell you, right now, it's Tony and I versus Wayne and Oren. Which one of us is the Bold and the Beautiful? We all know. We all know. All right, so it is the first team to hit 21, and if you get the outer ring of the bullseye, you get 1 point. The ring right inside, that is 2, and then it keeps going on 3, 4, and the bullseye is 5. So who's going to win? Stay tuned.
Correction on Brian's assessment of the situation here. We are calling this the Old and the Beautiful. I repeat, the Old and the Beautiful.
Right.
You decide. Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently in our practice round. It is not going well. Stay tuned. Now it's time for the Secret Wives predictions of how this game is going to go. Melda, would you like to...
I'm going to go with... it's going to be the Old. Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with the Beautiful, but mostly that this is going to take all fucking night. This just in. Rule change. If you hit the ceiling, it's 6 points. See, what you're hearing is them hitting the board, but not with the actual blade.
Yeah. Only the ones that stick count. Is that right, Dana?
That's correct. Only the ones that stick count.
All right. Oh! And Tony stuck it on a 2.
We've got a 2 for Tony.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh! Brian with that? 4. Wait, no. Yep, 4
is
points.
A 4?
It's a 4.
Oh, my goodness. You may call them old, but they are not old. Slow.
Slow?
I don't know.
Sorry. We might be.
You might have to edit that one out. That was not good. Sorry. Oh.
An underhanded attempt by Oren. Fail.
Yeah. The granny axe did not.
Oh, Wayne.
Ooh. Now, Dana, do you think that the Beautiful know that the axe has to stick into the board?
Not yet, Melda. I don't think either team really knows how this is working.
They're going to try. They're going to try. They're doing very solid tries.
Oh, oh Brian, my. Again, sticking
is
it with the 4.
Oh, my
score count. Score
goodness.
Okay, quick score count.
We are at, let's see, I'm sorry, 16.
16 for Old and...
3.
3 for Beautiful.
3 for Beautiful.
Oh! Oren sticking it with a 4.
From behind there.
My goodness.
Came in with a 4 for Oren.
The sexy making a comeback. Oh!
Darn.
Wayne hitting the bullseye but dropping it. Mm.
Yeah, that bullseye is tricky.
It is. Oh, hey, Tony finally sticking one. Tony. Literally, one.
Tony has stuck the 1.
Thank you for joining us here on The Ocho. Right now, 17 for Old and 7 for Beautiful. They're going for 21 exactly. Going over does not count. Watch some Price is Right. Brian nails a 3. Wait. It's a 4. My goodness. The first to 21. Old wins.
Oh, my goodness.
The Beautiful can suck it. Stand by for post-game interviews.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wayne. Unfortunately, the Beautiful did not prevail today.
No.
But let's hear from the champs today, the Old and the Bold, Tony and Brian.
Well, one, congratulations to the Beautiful for providing some stiff competition
for us. The score does not reflect how close of a game it actually was.
Yes. I agree. And this was truly a team effort. As much shit as we give each other, Brian and I. You see, when it counts, when the times are down, times are tough, we can count on each other to win and secure the victory, right?
Absolutely.
That's right.
I'd like to thank all my training and all the hard work, training on the mountain with the monks, throwing those axes, and with the monks, yes. When you know, Oren.
And I would like to thank the wings that have been nourishing me this throughout my victory, and these wonderful brisket nachos that Brian got. My God, sauced, barbecue, orange, make it a stop.
And, of course, Tony does the one podcaster snafu, talk with his mouth full. I'm sorry, so I'm going to apologize to all our listeners out there. So, anyways, Oren, any last thoughts before we wrap up this Con Plus?
I hope you enjoyed this.
And where can they find us if they want to get a hold of us?
Shit. Let's see. TikTok is Common Cero Uno. Twitter is Common One. Facebook is at the Knowledge of Nothing. Instagram is the Knowledge of Nothing. Email is theknowledgeofnothing.com. And you can hear us anywhere you get podcasts. You can hear our lovely voices and imagine our lovely faces because we are handsome dudes.
I agree. All right, gents, close out this Con Plus.
I agree. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us on our little road trip here, the Con Man road trip. Please stay tuned for the next episode. But for this week, we are relaxing this week. We're taking some much needed R&R. We are throwing sharp things. We are drinking heavily, and we have Tony in town. So all of those things are cause to celebrate. All right. Thank you for listening. Sorry, Wayne, for all the editing, and wish you were all here, but we are enjoying ourselves now. Tony, before you take that final bite, please send us off properly.
All right, will do. And again, thank you for always taking this journey into nothing. This has been the Knowledge of Nothing podcast, and as always, we will see you next time.
Con Plus. You're welcome.